Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Being Stoic. Over the years, the term Stoic has come to mean somebody who is cold and emotionally unfeeling, somebody who simply weathers the difficult times of life without showing much emotion at all. But a lot of people also use it as a derogatory term, meaning somebody who's just completely unfeeling. And when you look at the writings of Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, who were three of the most important Stoic writers, you realize that these were men of great passion and great joy. So how did the term Stoic come to mean somebody who was cold and unfeeling? Well, when you think about it, from the Stoic's point of view, if you can get a good handle on the things that you can and you can't control, then you don't bother wasting your time on the things you can't control, and you focus on the things that you can control. So in a situation, for example, where somebody is talking badly about you, that maybe they're saying mean things about you because they don't like you or they're jealous or who knows why they're bad-mouthing you. For a Stoic, when this happens, they recognize that they can't control what the other person says or think. So they don't bother spending any time worrying about what this other person says or thinks, and they just simply let it go. What they do spend time focusing on is their reaction to it. And if they don't let this person bother them, then they seem like they're cold and unfeeling, that they have no real reaction to it. But what it is that they've chosen to not let this other person have control over them, to not let the things this other person has said have any impact on them. And by doing so, it may come across as cold and unfeeling, but really what it is preserving their own inner peace. Now, this is probably one of the core things about Stoicism, is that you understand that the one thing that you can control is how you react to something. And they could have spent their time going to this person saying, hey, what you said was really mean. I can't believe you said that. You're so terrible. You're so mean and so rude. But that would have been a waste of time. And because they spent their time focusing on their own inner peace and joy, then they were worried much more about the thing they could control, which how they felt. So next time that somebody calls you a Stoic, make sure that you accept that as a compliment, because it means that you didn't let something outside of your power take control over you, and that you were in control of your own emotions and what you wanted to feel about something. That's the Stoic moment for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.